know that when you woke up this morning, His mercies were already there for you? Brand new, already, fresh, clean starts, new beginning. That's a pretty cool God right there. Hey, friend, welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. Yes, Sunday Worship is a program unlike any other, I like to think, at least, because I'll tell you what, if you think about it, any radio station, any program can just hit the play button and just play music. I like to take it a little farther than that. My desire is for you to be uplifted, encouraged, and reminded of the truth of the scriptures and who God is and His desire to fellowship with you, how He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. I'll tell you what, I think you'll be blessed today. I really do believe that. Got some great God-honoring music, including this one. It's Shannon Wexelberg reminding us that this is the day that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt you, my God, my Maker, every day. Every day. I will give thanks to the King. Great are you, Lord. I will rise up and sing. Every day. Every day. Take my sadness and turn it to praise every day, every day.
That's right. It's Shannon Wexelberg, and this is the day. Hey, friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you, and I'll tell you what, inspiration can strike anywhere, even in a cancer ward. Yeah, a German software engineer had a brainstorm while taking treatment for leukemia and now owns a company based on that idea that he had. Isn't that cool? It just goes to show you that adversity can be the beginning, not the end of the road. Friend, if you're facing adversity right now, do you think it's a dead end? Or are you looking for what God might want to show you? See, the Bible is a book written to people in trouble. Open its pages. Open your heart. Open your eyes. God may be trying to show you something new. And my prayer for you today is that you may experience His comfort during troubled times, as well as His power to create miracles, even out of the most bleakest of circumstances.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
All kinds of people on the Titanic the night it sank, but ultimately every one of them was on one of two lists, saved and lost. So is every person on this planet. The Bible says God has given us eternal life in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Why? Because Jesus gave His life to pay for our sins, so your heaven is in His hands. If you've never placed your life in His hands, call us at 888-NEED-HIM and move from lost to saved.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like You. Oh, Lord, my Savior.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you, and I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. Last weekend, had a chance to go have our annual trip down to Atlanta, Georgia. Got to see Dr. Charles Stanley's church. I do that pretty much every year. I think I've gone, oh boy, maybe about 10, 12, 13 times or so. Yeah, it's always an experience. It really really is. So I hope you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. And yeah, here we are preparing for a brand new week. Let me ask you a question. What do you have planned this week? You know, if you're anything like me, it's probably filled with more things than day this week. Really, really. See, in the midst of all the doing, in the midst of all the tasks that need to be done, Let's not forget what Jesus had commanded us in Mark 16:15. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Hudson Taylor said, the Great Commission is not an option to be considered, but a command to be obeyed.
Hi, I'm Timothy, and you're listening to my dad, Joey Kroll, on Sunday Worship.
The drive was becoming suspicious. These are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. Oh, the fields are as wide as your
my daughter's favorite song right there, Days of Elijah, Robin Mark, here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. Hey, connect with us on Facebook. Yeah, I'd love to be your friend on Facebook. Just look us up, Sunday Worship Radio, right there on Facebook. Proverbs 28, verse 13, says, whoever conceals or covers up their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them find mercy. Friend, whenever a man is ready to uncover his sins, God is always ready to cover them. That's right. Glory to God forever. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Hey, drop me a line. I love to hear from you. In fact, I get my emails right to my iPhone here. I'd love to hear from you. It's joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. Or you can connect with the program on Facebook. Again, just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Hey, as we prepare for the month of September, kind of hard to believe that it's already September. As we have tomorrow off, I know many of us have Labor Day off. Consider joining the 2020 Challenge here at Great News Radio. That is a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months. As we are in our 20th year of broadcasting, it is through God's grace and friends like you who financially support and pray for this radio ministry. So consider joining the 2020 Challenge. You can get more details on that by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mr. Mark Burns will help you get through your Labor Day tomorrow if you have to work. Well, Mark will help you get through your Monday. And if you don't have to work, I think you'll be blessed regardless when you tune in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. or 8:32 a.m. for our great Indiana listeners. That's coming up tomorrow morning. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.